This is a progress note on Manda Etheridge, E-T-H-E-R-E-D-G-E. First name is Manda, M-A-N-D-A. Date was September 27, 2022. Place was a private residence. Because this man Etheridge was seen for hospital follow-up here. She was at Genesis Hospital because of congestive heart failure, period. She presented with a temperature of 104 that was quite high, period. However, there was never any source of infection, and the temperature went down quickly, but she was found to have fluid overload and congestive heart failure, period. She was slightly short of breath, but not extremely short of breath, period. She was in the hospital about 5 days and has been discharged 4 days prior to my visit, period. She's doing much better and is less short of breath, period. She did have some swelling of her legs, period. She has paralysis of both legs. But she has a neuropathy and a deep sensation, and she does have intact, slightly intact sensation, but it's a different feeling, more of a deep nerve pain, period. She does use gabapentin for neuropathy, period. She has not been needing the home ventilator as much, period. She does still have a trach, period. She is not short of breath when seen, period. There's no orthopnea when she was laying in bed, period. She was changed back to Bumex 1 milligram twice a day and remains on metolazone 10 milligrams daily, period. They had her briefly on acetazolamide, but she stopped that on her own because it didn't agree with her, period. She remains on apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day for a history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary emboli in the past, period. Her tracheostomy site looks good, period. She's baseline with respect to depression and did not feel depressed, period. She has partial use of her arms, period. She has hypothyroidism, but there's no specific thyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature, tolerance, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel feverish or report chills. Eye, no complaints, ENT, no complaints. She does have some visual problems, though. Respiratory, currently she's not short of breath or coughing. Period, no wheezing. Cardiovascular, chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. GU, no dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she has quadriplegia. She denies any arthralgias at present. Neurologic, she has neuropathic pains and her legs are paralyzed. Period. New paragraph